This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. People from different communities observing festivals like Udhauli, Lothar and Dhanya Purnima and Yamari Puni today. President Bidyadevi Bhandari says such festivals help to foster harmony, cooperation and fraternity. Communist Party faction led by Prachanda Nepal staged protest across the country against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Wildfire in community forest in Pathibara temple area in Taplejung yet to come under control. And at least 7 people die in an earthquake in Croatia. Now the news in detail. Dhanya Purnima is being celebrated today by offering worship to the paddy crop. Many communities celebrate the festival by making different food items from the new rice and offer it to God and goddesses. A fair is organized today at different places including Dhaneshwar of Kabrepalanchok, Anantalingeshwar of Bhaktapur and Champadevi in the capital Kathmandu. Meanwhile, people of the Newar community are celebrating Yomari Purnima today with excitement and joy of the harvesting of the new paddy crop. Yomari Purnima is also called as Yomari Puni. It is also celebrated as the biggest festival by the Newar community. Yomari is a food item made from rice flour, molasses, or kua and sesame. The Newar community also celebrate Yomari Purnima by worshipping the place where paddy is stored. Similarly, the Gurung community in the country is marking Tamu Lochar or the New Year festival today with much fanfare. As the meaning of Lo refers to year and Sar means to change, this day is called Tamu Lochar in the Gurung community. Likewise, Udhauli festival is being celebrated by the Kirat community today. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepali brothers and sisters on the occasion of the great festival of Kirat community Udhauli, Yomari Purni and Tamu Lochar today, stating that the festival were also an opportunity for get together with family and friends. President Bhandari said they also make an important contribution to maintaining family, community and social solidarity. The president has said festivals like these promote mutual goodwill, tolerance and fraternity among people of various geography, culture, ethnicity and languages in the country. The Udhauli festival, the Lothar festival and the Dhanya Purnima that are observed today with an interaction with the natural seasonal cycle inspires us all to make sustainable use of natural resources and achieve economic prosperity with social justice. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said that the political and constitutional developments of late have led to disappointment among the people. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Tamu Lochar today, he has highlighted full compliance and protection of the constitution for safeguarding of republic, federalism, secularism and proportional inclusive governance system with social justice. He urged all sides to be equally responsible for full-fledged compliance of the constitution for political stability and development of the country by respecting the letter and spirit of the constitution. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said multicultural, multilingual and multireligious aspects of the country are the assets of Nepal, extending best wishes on the occasion of Udhauli, Lochar and Dhanya Purnima festivals. Prime Minister Oli stated that the constitution of Nepal had ensured religious freedom and freedom regarding one's language and culture as the fundamental rights. Prime Minister Oli said the government was committed to fulfill the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali by keeping democracy, social justice, national unity and national integrity at the center. The Dahal Nepal group of the Nepal Communist Party staged protest nationwide yesterday against dissolution of the House of Representatives. Participating in yesterday's protest rally were the top-ranking leaders of the Dahal Nepal group, including Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, Madhav Kumar Nepal, leader Chalnath Khanal, among others. The protest rally that started from Bhrikuti Mandap in Kathmandu turned into an assembly in the same place. The disgruntled faction has formed a 2,501-member struggle committee in coordination of leader Naren Kazi Shrestha to launch protest and demonstrations. The visiting delegation led by Vice Minister of the Communist Party of China held talks with Nepali Congress President Shebaudhi Dewa yesterday. The meeting took place at Dewa's residence at Buralin Kanta. During the meeting, the Vice Minister invited Dewa to attend the centenary celebration of the establishment of the Communist Party of China in 2021. On the occasion, Vice Minister said that they have very cordial relations with the Nepali Congress and it has had an appreciable role whether it is in the government or out of the government. He also lauded the contribution made by Nepali Congress's founding president and the first people elected Prime Minister B.P. Koirala in improving relations with China. Nepali Congress President Dewa's foreign affairs advisor Dinesh Bhattarai said they discussed matters of bilateral interest and concern. The forest fire in the Pathivara temple area is yet to come under control even after 7 days. Taplejung Chief District Officer Charendra Prasad Chapagai said, although a helicopter of Simric Air was used yesterday to pour water with the aim of controlling the forest fire, it was not effective. CDO Chapagai informed Radio Nepal that as the forest areas have many dry and dead trees, it had been difficult to tame the blaze. He also said the wind fanning the fire on the afternoons make the task of controlling the fire even harder. He also informed that a team of 15 police personnel had been deputed to take the fire under control. Although the fire controlling team was able to save the Pathibara temple premises from the raging fire, the upper Pedi and lower Pedi settlements near the forest are at high risk. Due to the forest fire that broke out on Thursday, a large sway of forest areas keeping dozens of herders' farms are at risk. Nepal's coronavirus recovery rate now stands at 96.82%. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, out of more than 259,500 infected people, more than 251,300 have recovered from the infection. The ministry said 731 people in Nepal recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. Similarly, additional 708 people were diagnosed to have corona infection in Nepal yesterday. As per the ministry's update, corona-related death toll has now reached 1,840 with confirmation of 8 deaths yesterday. The South Asian Football Federation SAF Championship is going to take place in Bangladesh in 2021. The SAF Executive Committee meeting was held virtually over Zoom. Decided to hold the SAF Championship from 14th to 25th of September in Bangladesh in 2021. The championship was to be held this year but was put off due to the coronavirus pandemic. The meeting also fixed the date for the various competition under different age groups. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सियुजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सियुजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सियुजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटिसी सिम छँदैछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पिर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. US President-elect Joe Biden has criticized the Trump administration's distribution of coronavirus vaccine, saying it was falling behind schedule. Biden said the vaccine drive was the greatest operational challenge the United States ever faced as a nation. The Trump administration had aimed to vaccinate 20 million Americans by the end of December. A surge in coronavirus cases in the United Kingdom is of extreme concern, as a record number of cases was reported for the second day running. On Tuesday, 53,135 new COVID cases were recorded, as well as 414 more deaths within 28 days of a positive test. The health secretary said the NHS was facing unprecedented pressures. A strong earthquake in central Croatia has killed at least 7 people, injured many, and caused a significant destruction in Peritsna, a town southeast of the capital Zagreb. Croatia official source said the earthquake, which downed phone lines, was felt throughout the country on Tuesday, as well as in neighbouring Serbia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and as far as Graz in southern Austria. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in Karnali province and the far western province, partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the province number 1 and Gandaki province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 17.1 degrees Celsius and minimum of 1.1 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. People from different communities observing festivals like Udauli, Losar, Dhanya Purnima and Yamari Puni today. President Vidyadevi Bhandari says such festivals help to foster harmony, cooperation and fraternity. Communist Party faction led by Prachanda Nepal staged protest across the country against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Wildfire in community forest in Pathivara temple area in Taplejung yet to come under control. And at least 7 people die in an earthquake in Croatia. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.